observed when wearing my writer's cap.
And that filthy old apron. Saints preserve us. Let me wash that wretched thing.
It is my writer's smock, and it's not filthy. It is just wipings from my pen, mementos of previous stories I've written.
Literary geniuses are so daffy.
Whether or not I'm a genius, I leave to my future readers. I never claim to be a Keats.
A Keats? That's Murray Fowler who painted the neighbor's house.
Oh, Hannah!
What? I didn't know he was a writer, too. Now, will you come help us decorate the Christmas tree?
The Christmas tree? Genius burns brighter than any Christmas tree. Let others deck the halls when my muses call to me. Be it day or night, despite the sun and snow, this writer must write. So into the vortex I go.
I assume that means no.
La 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 la.
And Hannah, will you ask them to please lower their voices?
Oh, I'd assume a literary genius like yourself could ignore the song of a simple-minded.
My muse sings louder than any angel choir.
Story. Poor Joe, isn't it any good?
It's wonderful!